Welcome to the Art of Tuning In podcast with Maria Furlano, sharing insights, tools, and conversations to inspire your energetic well-being. Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Maria Furlano. Thank you so much for joining me today in another episode on the Art of Tuning In podcast. This is episode number 77. We are going to be speaking about our intuitive interpretations today, and we are continuing this topic from our last episode, episode number 76, where I was sharing about clairvoyance and clairaudience. In this episode, I want to talk about empathic and empathy, and also how does that differ from clairsentience, which is also about feeling, and we're going to talk about claircognizance. In our next episode, episode 78, we're going to finalize this short little three-part series, and we're going to talk about intuitive tasting, intuitive smelling, and also about our dreams. So I'm so glad you're here, and I can't wait to jump in with you. If you are new, I thank you so much for joining me. If you've been here for a while, I thank you so much for coming back. I appreciate you tuning in and taking the time. I'm Maria Furlano. I'm a spiritual intuitive and a medium, and I'm a master teacher of the energetic arts. I've been trained as a doctor of medical Qigong and a physician of Chinese medicine, and I've been teaching people energetic arts for over 20 years. I love it. I started my intuitive training and my martial arts training and my meditation training when I was 12 years old. It's always felt like home to me. And I am just so blessed that I'm able to share these amazing tools with people who want to expand their energy, their physical cultivation, their energetic cultivation. You can visit me on theartoftuningin.com. I would love it if you would sign up for my energetic insights. I'd love for you to get to know me a little bit better and for me to be able to share with you some really great tools. You can learn how you can work with me there and where I teach and give private sessions. So just go on over and explore theartoftuningin.com. I am so glad you're here, and let's jump into what we are talking about today. So a great question came in from one of my students this week, really asking about what is the difference between empathic and clairsentient. So just as a quick review, in the last episode, episode number 76, we reviewed what clair means. Now, clair is a French word that means clear, translates to clear. So when we talk about clairsentience, for example, and claircognizance, for clairsentience, we're talking about clear feeling. For claircognizance, we're talking about clear knowing. And so when we put the word clair in front of an intuition, it means that the person, and this is what is different between empath and clairsentient, for example, and I'll go more into it, but to make it simple, what it means is that the clair is an intuitive ability that you're able to interpret the information. So let me step back and go a little further into that. So first of all, when you're empathic, you are able to pick up on the feelings and the emotions of someone else or a situation. You could even walk into a room and you would feel how the feelings, that frequency, right? We talked a lot about frequency in the last podcast because energy is all frequency, and energy frequency changes emotional frequency. So for example, feeling the frequency of joy and sensing that is very different than feeling the frequency of sadness or fear. And so we are picking up frequencies and we're translating them into the emotions that we are familiar with. An empathic person can very easily pick up on the emotions of a situation, the emotions of a person, especially one-to-one. But the difference is that although they may understand the emotional state that the person is in, they haven't yet developed the intuitive ability to be able to go further and into translating what, where, why, past, present, future, that feeling is coming from. So let's see if I can even go even a little more deep for you with this. So clairsentience is still clear feeling. That's what it translates to. But a person who is clairsentient can really tune in an intuitive way and receive the information of why, what, how, etc., all those emotional states that may be presenting themselves, but then they're able to communicate to the person what's going on. So as an intuitive reading, you see what happened before, what's going on now, what might happen in the future. So they're able to interpret intuitively, and those are the differences. So there's a lot of people who are highly empathic, and they're picking up information all the time. They're picking up these frequencies of the emotions all the time. And it can be difficult because you can take that in and on, and you feel it so densely that it can almost feel like it overtakes you. And so when you're empathic, it's a great tool to be able to learn how to sense what you're feeling and then literally let it fall off you like a waterfall, like just wash away like a waterfall. So what I'll tell people who are highly empathic and they feel like, gosh, I am just taking on so much information. I'm taking on so much emotion, which is a frequency of information. I feel people all the time and it's overwhelming. Is I actually suggest to them that they picture that a waterfall from their own energy is pouring out in front of them. So over the top of their head, down the front of their body, and into the earth where it's continually regenerated, continually recycled. And so as they receive or feel the information of the frequency of the emotion that they are picking up, I want to expand our language with all of the intuition. And this is why I'm throwing out these different words, because we tend to repeat the same thing over and over again. And it's good if we expand our thought process a bit. So as they feel the emotion come at them, which is how it's mostly described, it comes at them and then they feel it so much, they can still resonate that they sense the emotion. They can still know, I'm with my friend and I feel lots of sadness. You know, there I can see somebody walking towards me and I feel heaviness or I feel joy. They can still acknowledge and understand that's what they're picking up, but they don't have to take it in. They don't have to feel, because people who are very empathic, you're feeling from your chakra system and you're feeling very much from the center of your body, especially your solar plex chakra, but you're also feeling a lot in your heart. And this is a wonderful thing because it means that you're very sensitive, you're very open, and you care a lot. But when we don't understand how to regulate that energy, we literally can begin to take it into our body, and that is not healthy. So what we want to do is to be able to understand that we are feeling. And I always say to my students, we want to say sensing, that we're sensing the information, but we don't have to take it into ourselves. And so as soon as you sense the information, your brain understands it. It translates, oh, I'm feeling sadness from this person. And then you just allow that emotion that you have picked up to wash over through the waterfall in the front of your body. It's like a little barrier or a boundary, and you allow it to wash into the earth. And so it's not like you're trying to push it back at the person or you're trying to block it, because this brings up a really good point about blocking. Many people who are highly empathic, they feel so much that they do begin to start to put energetic blocks in front of their heart, in front of their solar plexus, because they're just trying to defend themselves. They're trying to not pick up so much. But what can happen over time is that creates, of course, an energetic block in their system. And that's not healthy. That's not good for them. And it doesn't support these beautiful energetic gifts that they have of compassion and empathy and understanding people and the situations of how they're feeling. And you have to remove any blocks that you've attached or put in front of yourself if you want to move into the next stage, which is clairsentience. And again, clairsentience is about you feel, but you're able to also then tune in psychically and translate what's going on. Medical intuitives are highly clairsentient. They're able to look at someone and when I say look, I'm sorry, I mean intuitively view or intuitively feel, in this case, where in their body may be a blockage or may be an issue that's going on with them health-wise. Also, emotional intuitives, right? They are very emotionally intuitive in knowing how somebody's feeling and why they're feeling that way. So that's the big difference. It's having that extra skill to be able to psychically interpret past, present, and future events related to that emotional state that that person is in. Now, with that said, somebody who is clairsentient really wants to go through the same process of allowing the information that they're receiving to be accessible to them, but them not take it into their body. Because someone who's empathic and somebody who's clairsentient both use the same centers of feeling. And generally, somebody who is empathic or clairsentient, the reason why it can be overwhelming is because they actually feel in their body what another person feels. So it's not just that they are picking up the logical or mental understanding of what is happening. They actually feel it. Now, this is not a bad thing in the sense that if you learn how to use that information and you learn how it processes through your body and you learn not to take it on, but you really use it as a tool, it can be an amazing amount of information, especially if you are someone who is in a healing profession. You can really be taken to what's going on with the body and what the person is going through. And you can have all kinds of sensations, heat, cold, tingling, pain, numbness, all kinds of information can be given to you in this more physical way. I'll give you a quick example so you can understand, especially if clairsentience is new for you and you haven't quite experienced this, it can be hard to wrap your head around actually sensing somebody else in such a strong way. So one time when I was working with a private client, the private client had gone through a fainting spell and had several fainting spells. By the time she saw me, she was really scared and extremely emotional. And she was having a terrible time explaining what was happening to her. And she had been to a couple doctors and they didn't know what to do for her. And so as I was able to tune into her body, I felt her blood pressure rise. I felt the energy in my body from her body move all the way up into my head, into kind of a blackout situation and faint. And because I was able to physically feel that, I was able then to explain that to her. She was able to acknowledge that, and we were able to move forward with rebalancing her energy because I understood exactly how it was flowing in an imbalanced way and what to do for her when she met new situations that caused her energy to move in that way. Now, to be very clear, I didn't ask for that energy to move in my body that way. And if you are clairsentient, you know this. You know that it's not something that you go looking for. It's a skill that just happens to you. In fact, it can be overwhelming. I was quite overwhelmed that day because it literally hit me so strongly. But you can tune into someone, and a lot of times when you're sitting directly across from them, it's very easy to feel. And this is where you have to learn how to determine how much you want to feel, what's healthy for you to feel. And then, of course, after I felt that sensation, understood completely how the energy was moving in her meridian system through what was happening with her blood pressure, with all of that, and how it affected her, I was then able to use my little waterfall technique and allow the energy to wash from my body into the earth so I didn't take it in. So I really want to make this clear that you can use all the different intuitive gifts that you might have, but you don't have to ever take it in. They are great information, and they may show up physically for you, but we want to transform that energy that we're feeling. We do not want to take it in, and that is the goal. So if you are feeling overly stimulated, I don't know if that's a good word, but overwhelmed is probably a better word, because there are times, especially early on in my training, I did feel overwhelmed, because the more work I did with people, the more these sensations can come about, especially as you're learning and you haven't quite figured out how to navigate them. It can feel overwhelming, but you can move through that, and then they can be just tremendous gifts of knowledge. And I just want to put that out there in case anyone is dealing with overwhelm from feeling so much. Please know that there are absolute ways to use these things, that they are a true gift for yourself and for others. When you are clairsentient, having that waterfall in front of you can also be a terrific tool, because again, you're still sensing, you're still picking it up, but it registers in your body, it registers in your sensory sensors, and then it flushes away. It doesn't stick with you. You don't take it home. And on that note, I want to bring up that a lot of times when people work with someone else, so like as a massage therapist or somebody who is physical with someone else in the healing way, if you are highly empathic or highly clairsentient, you can very easily take in the pains, the physical pains, and also the emotional pains that someone is going through. This is something that happened with me many, many years ago, because I would find that I was taking in the issues of the people I was working with. And then when I got home, they felt great. The sessions went great, wonderful. But when I got home, I could have the same pains in my body that I had been helping people with during that day. And my emotions were quite depleted when I got home. So it's a different feeling than just being tired or a physical depletion, maybe from working all day and being with people. You know, you come home, you have your typical downtime, you need some rest, you need nourishment, you need to allow yourself to recenter. It's different from that. We're talking about there's like a depletion that you feel, and especially emotionally, you can feel a little bit raw, or you can feel a little up and down emotionally, and that is a big signal that you may have been taking on this emotional frequency into yourself from the people that you were with. And it doesn't have to be. If you are someone like a massage therapist who works with other people, that's very common, because you're in such close contact and you are actually touching the other person and you're working with them for generally an hour or more. So it's a very close connection, but it can happen in any work environment. It can happen in families. So if you're coming home and you're feeling drained emotionally, you want to check in with yourself and say, do I pick up other people's emotions? Do I really sense what other people are going through? And you may actually do that much more commonly than you think. And the other point that I'm going to make today with all of this intuition interpretation, when people have intuitive gifts that are most natural for them, they often discard them and they don't really realize that they are using this intuitive gift all the time. They think, you know, I've always felt people's emotions. It's no big deal. This is what I do. Or it's, like I said, so common for you that you just don't realize that one of the reasons why you may be so tired and one of the reasons why you may feel emotionally depleted is because you haven't learned how to understand what you may be taking in and then be able to release it and not take it on. You can still be there for someone. You can still communicate with them. You can still help them, but you don't have to take on their emotional frequency. And that can be very difficult for people who are empathic, who are clairsentient, to really acknowledge, because they are so used to connecting with others that they almost think it's rude if they're not taking on the emotion of another person, because they know from experience that that can help a situation feel better. Oftentimes, people who are empathic, who are clairsentient, they'll hear over and over again, "Oh my goodness, I feel so much better when I'm with you," or "I felt so much better after we met. I just feel so great now. I don't know what happened, but when I'm with you, I just feel lighter. I feel better." And a lot of times, until you learn, and you can learn, how to allow that information to be present but not take it on, until you learn that, practice that, understand how to integrate that in yourself, you can feel really drained. And you may find yourself thinking, "I'm so glad you feel better," but you realize that you don't necessarily feel that great, that you feel tired, that you are feeling those emotions that maybe that person had gone through. Sometimes, most of the time, it hits pretty quickly. But sometimes you'll feel it the next morning or you feel it the next day, and you can get a little bit confused because you don't realize that it was that situation that you've actually taken on into your life. Being empathic and being clairsentient is an amazing skill. And it can also, just so you know, in case this is something that is overwhelming for you, it can also be trained to still have those skills, but be able to open up the other skills, such as clairvoyance and clairaudience, and be able to interpret from the hearing and the seeing and not have to take on so much of the emotions. You still understand them. You'll be really fantastic at being able to allow people to know that you know how they really feel, but you don't have to take it in so much. And that heart chakra and your solar plexus chakra, they relax a bit. So I hope that made sense. And I know that it's such a common question, the empathic and the clairsentience. And if it doesn't make sense, or if you have another question, email me, go to theartoftuningin.com. You can contact me there and send me a question or let me know how this resonates with you. So let's move on to claircognizance. So claircognizant is clear knowing, where you just know. This is another one that if you are someone who just knows, you may actually not realize how intuitive with the skill you are, because you're so used to just knowing. It's no big deal for you. You just know. And it's a wonderful thing. And there is a difference between logically knowing something and figuring something out, and then the information just lands in you in a claircognizant type of way where it just knows what's happening. A lot of times this happens with gut feelings. You just have a gut feeling, you know that this is true and you can't explain it, and that can be very frustrating because you can begin to doubt yourself, especially if other people question you, because you can't explain how you know. But until you recognize in yourself that this is your intuitive way of knowing things, it can be a little bit shaky and you can doubt yourself, and then you can kick yourself because you'll say, "Oh, I see, I knew that, but I didn't stick with it. I allowed myself to take a little detour." And that's okay. That's learning. And then finally, one day we say to ourselves, "I'm going to know my intuition. I'm going to stay with my intuition. I am going to follow my intuition." So with claircognizant, that gut feeling, also you may be in the shower, or a lot of times for me, this happens when I'm driving in my car. It'll just flash, just a knowing. And it's usually an entire situation. It's not like a movie where you're seeing things and you're seeing like one thing after another. It's just the whole thing. It just boom, drops in. A lot of times you're going to see the end result of something. So you don't always know the process of how you're going to get there, but you know that that's going to be the end result. You often know how people are. And what I mean by that is, are they honest or are they dishonest? What is their personality like? You can often just kind of sense and just know what somebody is like, or the type of relationship you're going to have with them, or the impact they're going to have in your life. If you are someone who hires people, for example, in a company, and if you have this claircognizant, you often can just know if someone's going to be a good fit for the company or if they're not, and you can't really describe it. They might even have the most perfect resume, be the nicest person, and you just know they're not right. Another example of claircognizance is you just know to make that phone call. You just know that someone is going to show up. You might also feel like the information that comes to you is just random. Before, when I said, you know, you'd be driving in the car and you might be listening to music or not or whatever, and it just flashes in. It's not even something that you're thinking about, but it's a situation in your life, or maybe it hasn't even happened yet, but literally it drops in. Generally, what I found is that when people are taking a shower or they're doing something fun or they're driving, they can be a little more relaxed. They're not really focused on anything in particular. And that's when intuitive information can drop in really, really easily. So one of the things about training your intuition or your claircognizance is to learn to relax, is to learn to be open to receive, to not question everything that comes in, to know that you do have these gut knowings that continually come up for you in your life. And the more you follow them, the more you acknowledge them, the more comfortable you'll be. And they will come more frequently to you because now you are open and you'll be guided in such a beautiful, beautiful way. I'm sure you can tell from this series that intuition is a topic I'm extremely passionate about. I just love seeing people be able to tap in, whether it's clairsentience, whether it's claircognizance, whether it's clairvoyance, whether it's clairaudience, whether it's any intuitive gifts that they have. And there are many, and many that we may not even be aware of yet because we just need to open our mind to it. But when you're able to do that, when you're able to live your life in that way, your opportunities change. Your choices change, the flow of your energy changes, and you live in a way that is free, really free, because you're listening to yourself and you're getting support in very different ways. It's everything is not outside of you, you know, asking about this and asking about that and wondering about something. You're able to tune into yourself and you're able to know and receive in your strongest gifts. And trust me, you have intuitive gifts. I wish you a beautiful, beautiful journey in discovering these gifts for yourself. I thank you for being here. And as you know, I teach this. If you're wanting to develop and grow, I would love to support you on your journey. Have a beautiful week. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you in the next episode, number 78, where we're going to talk about the intuition of taste and smell and our dreams. See you soon. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more and elevate your energetic well-being, I invite you to visit theartoftuningin.com, where you can learn all about our online studio. I look forward to meeting you there.